This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. We're more than a month into the school year now, and things look a little bit different for every family. Some are during virtual school, some are back in person, others have chosen to homeschool. But everyone is having to adjust to a new and often stressful reality. We spoke with several parents about what this has meant for their families. Let's listen to what they had to say.
I didn't cry today. Actually, wait, no, I did. So I have four children.
Back to the regular.
They're all doing virtual schooling. They're each in a different room.
I will be there in a second. I'm helping Madhu.
And so I sit down to help my 6-year-old with something in a workbook. We start working on it. And then I hear, Mommy, from the other room.
I will be there in a minute.
And I'm like, okay, hold on, 6-year-old. I run in to that room. Start helping her with trying to figure out her schedule and what class she's supposed to be in next. Then I hear my son in the other room screaming at the Chromebook, about to throw it across the room.
Yeah.
So I run in there and try to help him. Then I go back out of the room. Then I deal with a couple phone calls from work. And, you know, it's just like that all day long. And I feel like I'm kind of failing everyone.
My name is Lori Reinhout. I have two children. I have a 14-year-old daughter, Brianna, who started high school this year, and then a 12-year-old son, Brody, who is in 7th grade. So I work at Target, and I work the morning shift, so I usually start work at 5 or 6 in the morning, and then I'm usually out sometime between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m., depending on how busy we are that week. And so the kids, other than my days off, the kids are basically getting themselves up in the morning and getting ready and getting logged on to school. I think it was a little bit scary for all of us at first. But they really rose to the occasion, and I was very impressed, because up to this point, it's been very hard to ever get them up for anything. I took the day off the very first day that they started, and then I worked the second day, and I was a wreck, but they were fine. They called me to let me know that they were not only up and getting ready to log in, but my daughter had made breakfast for my son. He wanted scrambled eggs and hash browns, and she made them all by herself, which was a big deal. And they're doing it, and I'm just really proud of them.
Okay, I am a single mother. Three girls. One is 16 and 11, a 6-year-old in first grade, and a 5-year-old in kindergarten. And we are all doing virtual school right now. I'm in the Farmington district. Oh, and I'm working full time. My job is not remote. I have to go in every day. The 6-year-old actually got kicked out. Was it yesterday? Yes, got kicked out of her meeting because it's hard to get her to sit down and pay attention. So she was unmuting, you know, she was being a kid. So she got kicked out of online school for a day. Yes.
Hey, is this Sari?
Yes, it is.
Hi, it's Jennifer from Michigan Radio. How are you doing?
Oh my God, I just can't even.
I am a teacher. I live in Ann Arbor. I'm a single parent. I have three children. I have a 16-year-old who is in Ann Arbor Public Schools, and she has an IEP, which means that she has some special learning considerations. She has fluency issues, so she learns very, very well if she's listening to a teacher or engaging in group work. She doesn't learn by reading. So she normally gets all A's with a couple B's, you know? I don't think she's ever gotten a B minus. If she passes her classes, I'll be grateful. I'll be honest. At this point, I just need her to pass these classes. And it's not her. She's not the problem. She's doing the best she can. She's emailing the people she needs to email. She's trying to figure out how to get her Chromebook to read things to her. You know, she is attending class. She's got her camera on. She's got her mic on. She's engaged. She's participating. She's doing her thing. But the thing is that if the school can't figure out how to read things to her, then she can't pass classes.